Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Very good. Di Tommaso, is that Italian?
It's as Italian as you can possibly get. Glad you figured that out.
Yeah. I'm pretty bright like that. I mean, I'm from around the Sharon Youngstown area. There's maybe one or two Italians up in that part of the world. My dad there used to be a Holiday Inn in Youngstown. And apparently some of the biggest mob drug deals or just deals happened at that hotel. And they had a thing where a friend of ours was like, everybody was driving over to Youngstown because they had an indoor pool. My dad's like, yeah, I'm not going in there. I'm like, what? He said, I'll drop you at the door. And I was
like, wait a minute. He's not going in and he lets you in? And he lets you go?
And he's like, just be careful. He said, don't leave the pool. Just stay in that area. Like, he didn't tell me then, but he told me later. He's like, yeah, that's like the headquarters for mob activity from like between Chicago and New York. They would, Youngstown was like the place where they would stop or where their trucks would go because no one would suspect anything and everyone in Youngstown would basically like look the other way if stuff happened. When he was growing up, at least.
Well, yeah, I'd understood, you know, a little bit the traffic ant and all those guys.
Yeah. So George Pickens now has a new career high of 73 receptions, 1,142 yards, 8 touchdowns. The previous high with the Steelers in 17 games back in 23 were 63 receptions, 1,140 yards. He did average 18 yards a catch with only 5 touchdowns. So is it, and Jeff Hathorn with Jim Colony and Dom DiTommaso, the Italian, is it simply what were the Steelers thinking that these numbers we would see and we would see an offense at Acrisure Stadium that looks like Dallas?
No, it wasn't going to work here. It wasn't. And I was, not to get into like fantasy football, how that I had George Pickens in fantasy football every year because I knew his talent. And plus I had, my name was Slim Pickens, which I thought was pretty clever. Anyway, but it just wasn't working here. And you know, maybe DK Metcalf will lose his mind, although he's established in the league. But what's been proven here is that if you're a talented receiver on the Steelers and you emerge as one of the better or best receivers in the NFL, you lose your mind. No, look at it. Even Juju at the end. And you know, AB is the prime example, of course. But then Martavis Bryant, I know there were some ancillary issues, but you know, that's another guy with great talent that, you know, it didn't work here. I guess it didn't work anywhere else for him either. Deontay Johnson, and I'm going to be forgetting people, but Mike Tomlin has shown that he either, well, he tolerates this stuff. Some people say, well, if these guys played for somebody else, they would have flipped out sooner. I don't know about that. The Steelers haven't been able to handle these guys. And there was no reason to think that, I think they'd given him a lot of chances. And I've read the report. I mean, you're in there. You probably talked to the same guys, that the players were sick of him.
Were you here for George at all?
No.
Wow.
No, the last time I was in the locker room covering anybody was 2021.
You missed like out I told on you, it's almost forced. You missed out on the George experience. And I'll tell you, like from our standpoint, he was a pain in the ass. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Quite simply, he was a pain.
Well, AB was difficult to deal with, too, but, in terms of doing what he wanted to do. But he was charming, and at least when he was here before he lost it, he was charming in the way he went about it.
And I do think, I think this about George. He wouldn't have the same success. It would be crazy to say that he wouldn't help. I mean, having another guy like that is going to help DK get open. I'm not going to say they wouldn't be better with him on the field, but I don't know if he would be, well, he wouldn't be this guy, not just emotionally, but he accepts being the number two in Dallas or the 1A in Dallas or however you decipher CD Lamb. If he's getting more opportunities than DK, like, I don't think that whole thing works. Plus, some of the routes that they run are not the routes that he's going to get here. Not saying that he shouldn't have. I'm just saying he wouldn't have. Like, you would think that, oh, you know, he might run this or they're going to do that. They wouldn't have.
Well, we knew that he was one of the, I can go as high as top five talents. Didn't he always look like that to you? But there are so many great receivers in the NFL when you go to Chase and Jefferson and, but then once you get beyond them, and now Smith and Jigba has emerged, but he emerged after Pickens was here. He was, to me, he was always a top five talent. But then you look at the quarterbacks that he had to throw to, that he were throwing to him, and then you look at the coordinators that were diagramming plays for him, and it was just a recipe for disaster.
And the quarterbacks. I mean, Dak's the best quarterback that he's had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now he's got a Schottenheimer as his head coach. I don't know. There's a part of me that keeps waiting. Although now Dallas is making a run, and there's an elimination game for them next week, right? Isn't they? They play Detroit.
They have a ton of eliminated, but they're still in it.
But that's an elimination game for both teams.
I don't know if I'd say elimination, but it's
close to it. They were talking about yesterday being an elimination game for Kansas City and Dallas.
Right.
But if things go poorly and something goes wrong, is he still apt to lose it? He didn't lose it earlier this season when Dallas wasn't playing very well.
I want to get Dom's take next, but first let's get to Jim in Monroeville, 412-928-9370. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Spot on with your takes here. I just want to point something out here about this issue with the number two receiver. We saw Deontay Johnson go, obviously Pickens traded. And it just comes down to the most obvious reason, guys. And it's we didn't have a quarterback. Ben was gone, and then after that it was like, okay, let's see what happens. Unfortunately, we're not the type of team to land in the top five picks, even without their former franchise, future Hall of Fame quarterback. So we put ourselves in a tough position. Not that you look to lose on purpose, but I think as an organization that's kind of spearheaded by Tomlin, and at the time Colbert was the GM, we had opportunities when Ben was here. We had opportunities to get that guy of the future, and we refused to do it because the Rooneys want a one helmet quarterback. And I'm a fan, I respect that, but they put their own foot in their mouth and they caused this problem. And we see it. Dak Prescott went to one of the best quarterback teams in the NFL. Dak Prescott's a good quarterback. He's better than what we've had. And he's showing the numbers. And, I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. Johnson, on the other hand, I think failed just because, maybe his head wasn't where it was supposed to be. But I think the real issue here is with the number two receiver, you don't want to play for a team that where a quarterback can't get you the ball. All these guys are the receivers, they want the ball, they want the attention. And we just, Mason Rudolph, the Kenny Pickett, you know, I'm sorry. That's not the Russell Wilsons, Justin Fields. That wasn't going to cut it. And I think that's the real issue. And it's saddening because this is a team known for drafting very good receivers, obviously. It's just knowing how to handle them.
Thanks, Jim. We appreciate the call. And throughout the morning, give us a call at 412-928-9370. Jeff Hathorn with Jim Colony and Dom DiTomaso. Jim, go ahead.
What gives anybody the confidence that the Steelers, even if they drafted a quarterback in the top five, would develop that quarterback successfully? I have absolutely zero confidence they'd be able to do that.
I don't have zero confidence. I don't think they've had a quarterback with the talent that to be a franchise quarterback in any of these scenarios. But you don't draft a franchise quarterback with very few, very, very few exceptions outside of the top 10 picks or top 12, 13 picks.
What was Mahomes? 14? 17? Yeah, I can't remember what he was.
Very
he was
few
down,
exceptions.
He was down the line. I mean, Lamar?
You know, Dak is the only quarterback that's starting besides Purdy that was drafted on day three. Just him and Purdy. Those are the only two starting quarterbacks or big-time quarterbacks in the league that were drafted outside of the first 2 days. Second and third day, I think it's Hurts and maybe one other. But it's like you got to pick at the top of the draft to find these quarterbacks. Look at the up-and-coming quarterbacks in the league. They weren't finds in the sixth round.
No, I'm just glancing over every team trying to find an example, but I can't off the top of my head. Yeah, because even J.J. McCarthy was a high draft pick.
So in a way, you have to spectacularly fail in order to find the franchise quarterback that you want, or you gather picks and then use those picks to trade up.
But how many other quarterbacks were drafted in the top five and then didn't make it? There's a lot of them. I mean, I don't know why the name Josh Rosen comes to mind right off top of my head.
That doesn't mean you. I mean, Ryan Leaf. I mean, it doesn't mean guys don't.
That's going way
succeed.
Back. I'm thinking more recently with some of those guys where and even this year. I mean, if the Steelers, they're going to be 9-8 or whatever, and they'll draft 16th like they always do, but look at all the guys that are this year that going in who were supposed to be. Oh, Drew Aller. Oh, there's another Manning coming along. These guys are going to be top.
Sellers with South Carolina.
And then what is it now? You go back to the Alabama
Mendoza
guy and then the Indiana guy. The South Carolina guy.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. I don't know the names off the top of my head, but I know what schools
are. Sellers has been inconsistent at best. At best.
Maybe. So there's no obvious. Man, it's not like, tanking for McKenna or whatever the NHL teams are supposed to do. I just don't think they can develop a quarterback.
Let's grab a couple other calls here, and then we've got to take a break. Tony in Rhode Island, you're up next here on the Fan Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Tony.
Well, you guys do a great job. So yesterday I watched the first two games, the Detroit Lions, Green Bay, and then Dallas and Kansas City, and it's like the Steelers, we're not even playing the same sport. It was like mind-blowing how inadequate we are and outdated at the offensive calling.
Well, I can't disagree with you. I love hearing the New England accent, by the way.
Sometimes people might say, oh, yeah, I'm from someplace. Yeah, he's from Rhode Island. I think that's pretty legit with that accent.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That was really good. But I do agree. It's like, I think, you see the Steelers defense, for example. We were talking about this the other day, that they can't cover anybody in the middle of the field. Or I shouldn't say anybody, but the middle of the field often seems wide open against the Steelers defense, and yet the Steelers offense rarely uses the middle of the field. And when they did in Chicago, they got a touchdown out of it. Where is it the rest of the time? Although our buddy Chris Carter in the post, he does a good job with the Carter critiques in the PG, and he showed several examples of where there were plays that were there to be made. But when you're watching like we do on TV, you you don't get the big picture.
Right.
There were plays that could have been made by the quarterback that were not.
Yeah. Yes.
Including over the middle.
Let's get to Bob in Beaver. Hey, Bob, welcome to the Fan Morning Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
I don't want to support Tomlin, but my read of the wideouts is they've all done, or for the most part, they've done nothing after leaving the Steelers. You mentioned Johnson, Bryant, Mike Wallace did very little after he left, Claypool, and I just wondered.
Claypool is one I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that that reflects poorly on Tomlin. You know, maybe he can handle these guys a little better than other guys can. I don't know. And I don't know about the Pickens thing. Maybe he's going to blow up down there anyway. I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. I was waiting for it. I thought it was going to happen earlier in the season. It never did. And, you know, they had some – well, Prescott's been out of the lineup too. So, I don't know. It's just frustrating when you know that the missing link for the Steelers offense is there. And they're not going to recoup that until the third round, you know, day two of the draft. Oh, it'll be in Pittsburgh, though. I mean, we got all these draft picks. That'll be good.
I don't think it's a contract year. So is George being on his best behavior? I think that's up for question in a new town. But I think mostly he's getting opportunities because of their offense, how wide open it is, having CeeDee Lamb, having a quarterback that's playing at a – not quite MVP level, but playing at a really high level. I think that's leading into what we're seeing with George, and I don't think we'd necessarily see those. Again, I'm not going to sit here and say it's not a better option than what they have now.
Well, that was the one. That was the one argument, is that we didn't know would he be on his best behavior looking
right,
for a contract.
But he could have really like destroyed the room. Like it could be a real issue right now.
Maybe somebody
we'll
finally
see
got
how
to
it
him.
Pays
but,
out over the entire
but
season.
Broderick Jones was like his babysitter. Right. Remember how many times did you see Broderick Jones protected, had to protect Pickens better. Well, he didn't really have a chance to protect the blind side of a quarterback because he wasn't over there yet. But he's I don't know how many times he spent getting him out of, try to keep him out of trouble, at least on the field. Off it, I don't know.
We'll continue with this talk here on the Fan Morning Show, brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Jeff Hathorn, Jim Colony, Dom DiTomaso with you. 412-928-9370. We'll continue the Steeler talk next here on 93.7.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.